Leah Worrell from the Overseas Development Institute. I am here with Professor Stephanie Griffith-Jones, Senior Associate at ODI and Financial Markets Director at the Initiative for Policy Dialogue at Columbia University. We are here at the ODI event on policy coherence and the international financial architecture. We asked her what factors in international financial architecture are particularly helpful and what are the risks in mobilising and using finance flows effectively for development in the poorest and most vulnerable countries.
So there are some positive trends in, for example, the fact that quite a large proportion of these flows are through foreign direct investment, which tends to be more stable, although it is also not completely stable, and which sometimes brings good technology or access to market. So that is a positive thing which developing countries, the low-income ones, can use to mobilize. The problem, as always, is the risk of reversibility of major capital outflows, which tend to happen very quickly and therefore then lead to depreciating exchange rates, forcing governments to tighten and central banks to tighten monetary policy and tighten fiscal policy, and leading to lower growth and employment and higher poverty, and pose the risk of crisis. So for that, we need a stronger international financial architecture than we have. Ideally, we would want a larger international monetary fund and a larger World Bank and regional development banks, which would help compensate these countries when these external shocks happen, either on the trade account because their commodity prices fall, or on the capital account when there is a reversal of these large inflows. And this is increasingly true because these poorer countries have become more integrated in the international financial system, getting more private capital flows, which is good while the times are good, but is more risky. And therefore, we need a stronger public international financial architecture to deal with the bad times.